You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
My mic is hot, recording light is on, and I still don't really know what I'm going to say today. I guess I will start by welcoming you to the Locked On Kings podcast, presented by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. This show is your hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season and all off-season, including in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts. You know the whole deal. Of course, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Matt George, and this is a show that is intended to be fun, educational, entertaining, but an honest space for us to talk about the Sacramento Kings, who many of us love, and that means so much more to us and to our city than just a basketball team. This is normally a place for us to come and escape the chaos or frustrations of the world. And it has been, especially through the last few months during this global coronavirus pandemic that has temporarily taken our game away from us. But today's show is going to be different. It has to be different. Because to be the same, to stick with the status quo, or to just talk about basketball, the NBA, the Sacramento Kings, and not all of the hurt, the anger, the oppression, the injustice, and racism in our world that surrounds the Kings and surrounds me and surrounds this city, that would be disingenuous. And for me, it would be flat out wrong. So I warn you ahead of time, if you're only here to listen to basketball talk and Kings talk restricted to the side and baselines of a court, turn this show off now. But I hope you don't. I really hope you don't. In fact, I plead with you that you don't. Not because of my show's ratings or my revenue, which personally I don't give a damn about right now, but because I have things to say and very real, tough, uncomfortable issues that need all of our attention. Uncomfortable is such an appropriate word. God knows how uncomfortable I am right now, trying to speak openly and respectfully on something that I'm still constantly learning about. I don't think I need to tell you what's happening in our world, but for the sake of clarity, I'll briefly summarize. On Monday, May 25th, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a black man by the name of George Floyd was brutally, horribly, disgustingly murdered by a white police officer who knelt on George's neck for 9 minutes while the poor man suffocated to death. The world watched as it was captured on camera. This senseless act of racism and police brutality, while the murderer knelt with his hands in his pockets and a smug look on his face, ignoring George's pleas for help and him repeatedly saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe," over and over again, a phrase that should be familiar to NBA fans. You might have seen it on black t-shirts that a lot of players were wearing during warm-ups. Today, George Floyd's death, another name on a heartbreakingly long list of black men and women who have had their lives taken by senseless acts of violence and, yes, police brutality, that has sparked protests and riots around the country, met in turn by more excessive force from many of the officers that swore to protect the very people that they have been shooting non-lethal bullets and tear gas canisters at. This week in Sacramento, the National Guard was deployed on our streets right outside of the Golden 1 Center. You can see a picture of them in the downtown commons with rifles, fully armed, Humvees, with machine guns in our community, right by the entrance to a building that houses so much enjoyment and fun and love and represents so much to our city. We had a mandatory curfew implemented. But the thing is, and here's what I'm learning, this issue isn't new, although it may appear that way for many of us. This has been something prominent in our world for far too long, and something that NBA players had actively stood and spoken against for many years, even if that message is just getting across now. If the Black Lives Matter movement is uncomfortable to you, good. It should be. It is for me. But I'm paying attention now. If the Black Lives Matter movement is political to you, you are completely misunderstanding the point, or you're outright choosing to ignore it. There is nothing political about racism. Nothing political about injustice, brutality, oppression, and murder. It's wrong, period. There is no but. It's wrong. And that's not a hot take. That's basic human decency. Look, the only person I am here to call out is myself. The truth is, I am deeply ashamed. Ashamed that I have allowed my privilege to blind me to what has been going on for my 26 years on this earth. I'm ashamed that I have abused my privilege to make my life more comfortable by being ignorant to the injustices all around me in my own community that some of my friends, my neighbors, even my favorite athletes have been facing and face every day. Instead of recognizing my privilege, and I am very privileged, and trying to use it in a way that could help actually make a difference, I chose to hide behind it, whether consciously or unconsciously, taking the easy route with cookie-cutter, anti-racist, social media posts and statements from the comfort of my own personal bubble. I was raised to reject racism, and I can say with 100% certainty that it has no place in my heart. It never has. And beyond that, the concept of hating someone based off of the color of their skin is so foreign and unfathomable to me that I can't even comprehend how such hatred and evil can even exist. It's not a part of me. It's not a part of who I am. I can't wrap my brain around it. But that being said, I am still very privileged. And that privilege created ignorance and complacency. And for that, I am part of the problem. I've spent my last few days trying to educate myself, truly listening, paying attention, researching the history of injustice, the long, dark history of injustice and racism in this country, the unlawful, racist treatment of Black people that I so conveniently like to pretend ended with Martin Luther King, taught to me by my white teachers in my predominantly white schools. And I am nowhere near educated enough to stand alongside the brave and inspirational leaders that are at the forefront of this movement for justice, including many of our NBA stars. But I am educated enough now to know that I ought to strive for that. I know now and have heard enough, seen enough, listen to my coworkers and my friends like Doug Christie, who took to the KHDK airwaves on Tuesday, holding back tears as he told the world about his fear that every time his son leaves the house, he might never come back. I know enough now to know that staying silent, turning a blind eye, hiding behind my privilege, it isn't an option anymore. It shouldn't have ever been an option in the first place. But damn it, it ain't about me. And I'm mad at myself for spending the majority of this podcast to this point talking about myself when the focus should be on those who are really suffering. And more importantly, those who are trying to do something about it. Names that you should recognize, like LeBron James, Trae Young, Jaylen Brown, Malcolm Brogdon, Dennis Smith Jr., Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, Mark Cuban, and so many others who are a part of the NBA family and who would rather risk their potential careers, endorsement opportunities, and their own safety to speak up and say that enough is enough instead of staying quiet and staying hidden. This is not an easy transition to make, but I want to take this time really quickly to tell you about and thank one of our fantastic sponsors here on the Locked On Kings podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network. That is Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. Built Bars are tasty. They're a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar with now 20 amazing flavors. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and they're easy to chew. I finally got my box featuring the new flavors. They're just as good as I hoped they would be. They're healthy and delicious. They're great for the health-conscious guy or girl, so you can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low-calorie and low-sugar, but high-protein and high-fiber. Let me give you a couple of examples, and I've told you a lot about the two favorite bars, although I tell you, my favorite bar might be changing, but I only have the information in front of me for my favorite bar, which is the Mint Brownie Bar. 15 grams of protein, 110 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. I love this Mint Brownie Bar, but let me tell you, it might be changing. My wife's favorite bar is the Peanut Butter Brownie Bar. 20 grams of protein, 170 calories, 3 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of net carbs. Delicious, like a candy bar, and those numbers right there tell you that they are just as healthy as advertised. Plus, they taste as good as advertised. So go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, all one word, LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off of your first order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. So going back to this conversation that we've been having, these social justice issues, this police brutality, systematic racism, this isn't new for the Sacramento Kings. In case you forgot, in 2018, Stephon Clark was killed by Sacramento police officers, leading to a protest that prevented more than a few thousand fans from entering the Golden 1 Center to attend a Kings game. After that game, Kings owner Vivek Ranadive and the whole Kings roster addressed the nation from the court, saying that they support the protesters' right to voice their opinions and that they stand with Black Lives Matter. It was a powerful statement. And they have continued to support, through today, Black Lives Matter, and they're determined to be an example to the rest of the NBA and to other pro sports organizations of how much professional sports and organizations specifically, how they can play a part in causing real, true, good, radical change. So that, of course, then leads us to the Grant Napier situation, which I'm sure you all are aware of right now. Grant Napier, legendary, and I use that word purposely to me and to many Sacramento Kings fans, whether you like him or hate him. Grant Napier is a legendary figure in Sacramento and is the voice of the Kings, or was the voice of the Kings. This is something that I take no joy in talking about whatsoever, and I know some of you may have tuned into this podcast just to hear me talk about Grant. Some people tuned in to me and Jay Mars hosting KHDK's morning show, The Drive, this morning just to hear us talk about Grant. And we talked about it for the first couple minutes at the start of the show, and then we tried to talk about sports and do a normal show from that point on. After tweeting "All Lives Matter" to former Sacramento King DeMarcus Cousins on Twitter, the longtime Kings TV announcer has resigned from the Kings, and Sports 1140 KHDK, which is the radio station where I work and where Grant Napier has hosted a show for literally my entire life, they parted ways with Grant shortly thereafter. For those who don't understand, responding to Black Lives Matter with "All Lives Matter" is severely insensitive, and it's very offensive. It has been a way for different social and political groups, including white supremacists, to disregard the message of Black Lives Matter, that black men and women have been and continue to be wrongfully killed by white people, especially white police officers. I posted a short newspaper-style comic cartoon that illustrates the significant difference between Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter, showing how the latter statement is interpreted on my Twitter. You can find it at @MattGeorgeKHDK. It'll help you get a better understanding of exactly what Grant said and how it was interpreted, even if it wasn't his intention. Also, Marvin Bagley, on his Instagram, put out a post explaining what All Lives Matter means, or what the response of All Lives Matter means to the Black Lives Matter movement. My career in sports radio began as Grant's intern in KHDK back in 2014. He has always, always treated me with respect, and he was a frequent guest on the Locked On Kings podcast. I grew up listening to him call every single Kings game. Grant Napier's voice. If you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball. Put it in the book and send him to the line. These are things synonymous with the Sacramento Kings to me. That being said, I'm extremely disappointed by his comments. This tweet and many others that he has made on the radio and on social media have unfortunately worked against him here. And it did for those who are close to the situation, who have followed Grant for a while, who are aware of his personality, who are aware of the things that he has said, know and have always felt that sooner or later this would come back to him. And it has, but all I can say is yesterday was a really hard day. It was a sad day in a lot of ways. But I agree with the decision. I support the decision. I support the Sacramento Kings and Grant parting ways, regardless of if he was forced to resign or if he chose to himself, which I think we can all guess what happened. It was a tough day. It was a hard day. And I know some people are on social media and on Twitter and are celebrating this move. And I'm not going to judge people based off of that. I know a lot of people felt that this was a long time coming and this needed to happen sooner, and you're justified to feel the way that you feel. It's not in me, it's not part of me to celebrate somebody losing their job, even if it's deserved for insensitive or maybe even at times racist comments. The reality is I wish Grant the best. I really do. I do wish Grant the best. I don't condone anything that he said. I don't condone anything, any of his actions at all. Again, I support the decision made by the Kings and support decision made by my employer, Bonneville Sacramento, and Sports 1140 KHDK. But I do wish Grant the best. Because while he has made some very severe mistakes, I don't think that's a complete indication of who he is as a person and as a professional. So really with this, as I try and wrap things up as best I can, all I'm asking you as my audience, who I truly never take for granted and whose expectations and time I take very seriously, all I ask is that you just listen. Not to me, but to those who are affected, to the victims, and to those who are in the streets protesting. Pay attention. Open your mind and open your heart to what is happening around you, and allow yourself, even if you disagree, to try and understand and appreciate and empathize with what so many people are suffering and struggling through. If you are white like me, recognize your privilege. Sometimes it's hard to admit to yourself that you have it, but the reality is you do. I do. I have a ton of it compared to friends, neighbors, coworkers of mine that even at the top guys like Doug Christie, people that I idolize, even they, who seemingly are on the top of the mountain in their community, have to be fearful for their own lives and the lives of their children and family. These are real feelings. These are real issues. These are real problems. These are real fears. They're not fabricated. They're not made up for attention. Just listen. Pay attention. Educate yourself. Learn. I commit right now to you, and I've committed off the record and privately to leaders and friends of mine who have experienced things like this, who have experienced this injustice and actively speak out against it. I have committed to educating myself, to learning more, to not hiding, to not turning a blind eye, and to not take advantage of my privilege, but instead use it in every way I can to help create positive, radical change, to come alongside my favorite athletes, the players on the team that I love, but also cover and work with. Just soak it all in and try to do everything that I can, everything that we can, to make this world a better place. Again, another awkward transition here. I apologize, but I want to tell you about one of my favorite apps on my phone, one of the most useful apps on my phone. In fact, it's a secret weapon for learning new things and getting ahead. It's called Blinkist. It's hard to find the time to sit down to read and to learn more. When you don't have free time, you can't read or work on personal development. There's an incredible app that solves this problem, and I highly recommend it. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is extremely unique, and it works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser. It takes the best key takeaways to the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. Successful people like business leaders are well known for reading a lot of books. Blinkist is made for busy people like you who want to get the main points out of a book quickly so you can start using that information right away. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute, on your lunch break, or while you exercise. 12 million people are using Blinkist right now, and it has a massive and growing library from self-help, business health, to history books. Blinkist has the latest titles from bestsellers, as well as all the classic nonfiction titles you always meant to read but never had time to. In fact, use Blinkist right now to educate yourself on some of the issues that we've talked about in this podcast. It's a phenomenal resource. And right now, you can try Blinkist out for free for 7 days and save 25% off of your new subscription by going to Blinkist.com/NBA. With Blinkist, you can get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist, Blinkist.com/NBA to start your free 7-day trial. And you can also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA. All right, I will squeeze a little bit of sports talk here at the end of the podcast as we finally know most likely that the NBA or what the NBA will look like when it returns. And yes, it will include the Sacramento Kings. I'm going to talk about this more in detail on tomorrow's podcast. I talked about it with Jay Mars this morning. If I'm on tomorrow morning's show, which is up in the air right now, I'm sure we'll talk about it more, but I'll definitely, on tomorrow's Locked On Kings podcast, talk about this proposal more. It's a 22-team proposal. 8 regular season games will be played, which will bring the Kings, I believe, to 72 games on the season, which is 10 less than the normal 82. And then there will be a play-in tournament if any of the teams on the bubble are still within 3.5 games back of the Memphis Grizzlies in the 8th seed. Now, if the bubble teams fall to 4 games back or more behind the 8th seed, then they're automatically going to award the 8th seed to the Memphis Grizzlies, which I think is a great rule, a great stipulation. I love this. So again, we will go into more detail about this tomorrow, and we'll try and get back to sports-focused talk, but I want to make sure you know that this isn't just a podcast that I'm recording. I've said my piece, and now we can move on and forget about it and go back to just sports and sports all the time. This is something, what we talked about today is something I'm passionate about, something I'm learning about, something I challenge you to learn about, and we all will pay attention to. In fact, the Locked On Podcast Network is doing everything we can to use this platform to influence change or to do what we can to help create change. In fact, a lot of us hosts, in fact, I think every single host from every single podcast, local and national, on the Locked On Podcast Network is going to be donating a portion of our podcast revenue, our personal revenue, to a cause. We haven't identified what that cause or charity is, supporting Black Lives Matter, supporting George Floyd and his family. That is still up in the air. When I get more information about that, I will be sure to tell you, so maybe you can contribute yourself if you want to come along with us and help us out. But the point is, this is more than just lip service, a conversation, and then we're done. We're going to work together to really create change here, and we're going to partner with the Sacramento Kings. We're going to partner with all the leagues that are doing the best that they can to influence positive change. And instead of admiring our favorite athletes from afar, we can join them and actually be on their team in this issue. That'll do it for today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Heavy stuff, I know, but it's intended to create conversation. Again, I promise you, I am still learning so much about this, and I'm still so naive in a lot of ways, but I want to engage in conversation. Maybe you have things you can teach me. Maybe you have questions for me. I might even have questions for you, and you can educate me. But the point is that conversations are created, that we learn and we take steps forward. So I encourage your response. Please reach out to me. I understand this issue, if you want to discuss things more long form and private, you can do that. The best way to do that is on or via email. You can email me mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. Shoot me an email over there and I will respond to every single one I get and engage in all the conversation I can. If you want to reach out to me in more short form and more publicly, you can reach me on Twitter @MattGeorgeKHDK. My DMs are also open too. We don't have to follow each other for you to DM me, so you can also send me some long form messages there privately, and I will engage in conversation with you there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hopefully taking all of this information in. And thank you for your support. Thank you for your loyalty. Thank you for your understanding. And I hope you're all Sacramento Kings fans. And I know we actually have fans of other teams that listen to this podcast. But thank you for being fans and supporters of a fantastic league in the NBA and for one of the best teams and best organizations on the planet. And that is the Sacramento Kings. Until next time, my name is Matt George. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.